Hi. Actually, I'm here at the opening of Revengeance with this gentleman, Bill Plimpton. Hi, Bill. How are you?
Hi. How you doing? Happy to be here.
But as I was ready to interview you, this gentleman came around. So you know his work? You know Bill's?
I do.
What do you like about it?
Very dynamic. It's funny and it's sarcastic in a way. But the most important thing is that the art itself is genius.
Wow.
Nobody does it like that.
Wow, this is, you were just riding by and...
I didn't even know the movie came out.
All right, so this is really good stuff.
Very good
stuff.
Well,
and your name is?
Man, like a man.
All righty, you make movies too?
I don't, but I'm a fashion photographer.
Oh, so you have an eye, so you really know what you're talking about.
I do.
All right, my friend, thanks so much for taking the mind. All right, we're here with Bill. All right, congratulations. Actually, we're at the IFC down in... I guess this is maybe the West Village-ish.
Very much so, yeah.
How you doing?
Good. I have a beer. Beautiful day. It was raining like crazy today. And now it's just beautiful. The humidity's down. It's a great day to go see a movie.
All right. Okay. Tell us a little bit about the movie. And it's humid out, so it's even better going in an air conditioner.
Well, what's unique about this film, it's the first time I've ever worked with another person. His name is Jim Lujan. He's an L.A. guy. And he wrote the script. It's not my script. And he did the character design, he did the music, and he did most of the voices. So I was just director and did the animation, which is, to me, the most fun part.
Why do you like animation? What is it about animation that turns you on?
There's no rules. You can do anything you want. You can behead celebrities, you can go crazy with sex, you can go crazy with violence, and there's no rules. Basically, you can play God. And a lot of times with live-action film, actors don't want to do certain things. They're squeamish. With animation, your actors will do anything you want.
Now, animation, I got a couple of those grandkids kind of thing.
Uh-huh.
And I've been watching a lot of animated movies. So yeah. I think that this is a resurgence. Would you say this is a resurgence
Definitely.
Of animation?
Animation is very hot right now. It started back in the middle 90s when Pixar started doing films. And then Disney came back. And then Blue Sky and DreamWorks all started doing films. And then the internet helped a lot. People can make films now on their laptops. So everyone's making a film now, and that is really wonderful. It's really great.
But animation of and to itself, I mean, I guess for those that don't know a little bit about this, but I, you know, as a high school, someone gave me a little book and that had a picture, and then the picture, you know, used a stick figure. Then it moved like a thousandth of a millimeter, and then it kept moving and you turned it. It's changed a little, yes?
Well, no, people still do that. In fact, Don Hertzfeld, who does a show here, uses stick figures. And they're very incisive, they're very clever, and very deep film. And he uses stick figures. And I asked him, I said, well, you know, why don't you draw regular things? He said, I can't. I can only draw stick figures. So, you know, that's what's great about animation. It includes all sorts of styles, like Wes Anderson uses puppets, and Pixar uses computers. I use a pencil and paper. So it really encompasses a whole range of art forms, and that's what I like about it.
Is revenge... is a dish best served animated? Is that really so?
That's totally true, because a lot of these images in this film you couldn't do with live action. So animation is the perfect medium for this film.
Now you got a lot of awards on it already.
Yes.
So
very
it's
well.
Been out since?
It's been out since, actually this is the world premiere in the U.S. So I should say the world premiere. The U.S. premiere. It was out in France, did very well there. But this is the U.S. premiere. I just want to tell people that it is a stoner film. So if there are any fans out there or any of your audience are into that sort of thing, it's a great film to watch that way.
Well, that's...
I haven't done that, but I people tell me it's great.
Well, that's good to know. We're gonna get the governor to know that as well.
Yeah, let him know.
And
like
everybody
that.
Else. Well, I'm making the Woodstock Forever. That also might be that kind of a movie as
I
well.
I go to the Woodstock Film Festival. I've been going for 15 years now, and I love the Woodstock Festival. I didn't go to the concert, unfortunately. I was in the National Guard, so I couldn't get away, but it certainly changed the world.
Yes, it has. Nunbrowed, caustic, grotesquely comic vision of America? Is that what I'm going to see?
It is. It's a sleazy underbelly of L.A. And it's bikers and and corrupt politicians and wacky religious cultists and wrestlers, Ronnie wrestlers. So it's a real mix of sort of sleazy people.
Oh, God almighty, you got a sleazy host here too. I'll fit right in. I can't wait. Let me ask you two last questions.
Sure.
And Bill, congratulations on your wonderful career. You've made
a lot
of people.
Yeah.
As you can see right from the start here,
bicycle riding.
Funny. Usually they don't know who an animator is.
I was just going to say that. How do they recognize me? I mean, my picture, nobody knows who I am. Not an actor. But some people know what I look like, so.
There you go. Well, my question is this. We're involved with International Day of Peace, World Peace Day.
Oh, really?
And we do an event, and I invite you to in Times Square, September 21st. 193 countries agreed to a day of peace.
Yeah, I love that.
And we've been doing that about 18 years.
Wow,
so,
very good.
What does peace mean to Bill Plimpton?
Peace would be nirvana. I mean, that's what I really want. And, you know, I grew up under the threat of the bomb, thermonuclear Armageddon, and that was a bad time. And now it seems like we're returning to those days. And it's really, I really want peace. I really want to relax and just enjoy my family and enjoy my films.
Oh, that's beautifully stated. Last question, because we're also involved with love and love channels.
Okay.
How about love? How about love for Bill Plimpton?
Well, I kind of want to say the same thing.
And you can if you want.
Well, you know, it's funny. I wanted to see the Yellow Submarine, and the Beatles really said it all. Is all you need is love, and that's I agree with that totally.
All right, I do as well. Thank you so much, Bill.
You're welcome. Thank you for talking to me.
I appreciate it so much. Thank you.